Radio, 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Hamas must be destroyed after his meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Secretary praised President Trump's suggestions about displacing Palestinians from Gaza.
The president's also been very bold about his view of what the future for Gaza should be. Not the same tired ideas of the past, but something that's new, bold, and something that frankly took courage and vision in order to outline.
Netanyahu called Trump the best friend to Israel that's ever been in the White House. ABC's learned Secretary Rubio will be one of several senior administration officials to travel to Saudi Arabia to begin talks about the peace process to end the war between Russia and Ukraine. Ukraine is not expected to attend. Today, the president will attend the Daytona 500. The race moved forward an hour because of the weather forecast. The South already been hammered with rain that's led to flooding across the region. This is ABC News. Pope Francis on social media thanking people for affection, prayer, and closeness with which, quote, you are accompanying me in these days. He remains hospitalized. He was admitted Friday with a chest infection. Vatican press office said the 88-year-old had a tranquil night on Saturday. The man charged in the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson's due in court again this week, and now Luigi Mangione is speaking out from behind bars.
On a website created by his defense team, Mangione thanking his supporters, writing, I am overwhelmed by and grateful for everyone who has written me to share their stories and express their support, and I look forward to hearing more in the future. It comes as lawyers for Mangione confirmed that he accepted $300,000 for his legal defense fund as he awaits trial at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn.
It's ABC's Morgan Norwood, California scientist trying to determine how badly the Pacific Ocean was damaged by the recent wildfires. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is mostly cloudy and 21 degrees at 12:03. There is a cold weather advisory that takes effect at midnight tonight and lasts through 11 a.m. on Monday. And it could be extended and upgraded. But later today, look for partly to mostly sunny conditions with some lingering snow flurries, blustery winds, highs in the low 20s, winds northwest 10 to 20 with gusts up to 25. Partly cloudy tonight with very cold temperatures. Blustery winds could cause wind chills as cold as 25 below, and we are expecting a low of 6 below with the winds northwest 8 to 15. And partly cloudy tomorrow, bitterly cold and blustery with wind chills between 15 and 25 below zero with a high of 6, winds northwest 8 to 15 with gusts up to 20. Once again in Richland Center, our winds are out of the northeast at 12 miles per hour. We've received gusts up to 20 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 21 degrees.
When it comes to great food and good times, Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is the place to be. Kick off your weekend with their famous Friday night fish fry, featuring shrimp that hits the spot. On Saturdays, savor the rich flavors of prime rib and shrimp alongside a full menu that's sure to please. Looking for a quick, satisfying lunch? Turbo's has you covered with soup and sandwich specials, or try the legendary hash burger. Sundays are all about comfort with roasted chicken and homemade soups and desserts. Turbo's Bar and Grill, your go-to for delicious meals and unforgettable moments. One visit and you'll be hooked.
contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Today is Sunday, February 16th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede, and we do have one weather-related announcement, one cancellation. The Hillsboro Lions Club Bingo that was supposed to be held today at 1 has been canceled. The Richland Center Fire Department was called out just before 4 yesterday morning to a fire on Hornet High Drive. The concession stand near the Avitus Rip football field was on fire. Fire units were able to contain the fire to mainly the roof and attic area of the west end of the building. There was major damage to the structure. 5 units and 26 firefighters were on the scene for 2.5 hours. Also assisting were the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Police Department, Richland EMS, and Richland Electric Cooperative. No injuries were reported. There's only one statewide race on Tuesday's primary ballot in Wisconsin. It's for Superintendent of Public Instruction. The Constitutional Office charged with oversight of the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. The position is officially nonpartisan. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking a second 4-year term. Underley previously served as superintendent of the Pecatonica Area School District in Southwest Wisconsin. Challenging her are Jeff Wright, Sauk Prairie School District Superintendent, and former Democratic candidate for State Assembly, and Brittany Kisner, an educational consultant from Milwaukee. Voters will narrow the field to 2 on Tuesday for the April general election. Residents in the town of Buena Vista will also have a local primary election for town supervisors. 5 candidates are vying for 2 spots. Names as they will appear on the ballot are Jake Kleckner, Zachary Tom, Ronald Morris, Gordon Brockway, and Jeremiah Robert Ringelstetter. Other positions up for election in the spring general election include clerk Melissa Allen and Van Nelson, and treasurer Angela Larson and Barbara Brockway. It's time to get your dancing shoes on for the Sunday Funday Dance, which returns to the Richland Center Community Center today from 1 until 4. Last year's event was popular and featured many dances, including a few favorites. Colleen Povelmacher is an organizer, of the Sunday Funday Dance.
My favorites that I think were a big hit with everybody are those reels that gets everybody involved. And the West Fork gals, the 5 ladies providing the music and the caller, you know, they tell you what to do. And you just are following the directions, leave everything else in your mind off to the side, follow the directions, move with the group, smile, have fun. I think people really enjoyed that. You don't have to worry about having a partner. Everybody just gets in there and enjoys it together. So, yeah, that was really fun.
This year's dances at the event will include reels as well as mixers, square dances, contras, and waltzes. If you have no dancing skills, don't worry. Directions are easy to follow. Colleen Schrader is also an organizer of the event.
It's really not difficult at all because the caller literally walks you through some of the movements before they start in with the music. Mm-hmm. And they'll kind of teach someone who doesn't know certain calls. And there's the reels that Colleen was referring to. You kind of have a line of people, you face each other across 2 different lines, and then you'll kind of take the head couple, so the top couple will go all the way down through and then come on back up, and it just kind of spins off to the next couple. And the caller, very, very patient and very experienced in what she does. And with that said, I just would like to point out out that we have been told that Sue Hallstether from the Viroqua area will be our caller, and she's a very experienced caller. And the West Fork Gals, the musicians that we had back in May, are coming again.
Light refreshments will be provided for purchase by the Boaz Boosters 4-H Club. There is no cover charge, but free will donations will be accepted. All are welcome. Just bring your dancing shoes to the Sunday Fun Day Dance today from 1 to 4 at the Richland Center Community Center. Vernon County ADRC will host a Powerful Tools for Caregivers workshop. Powerful Tools for Caregivers is a free educational workshop series designed to provide tools caregivers need to better care for themselves. Participants will learn how to reduce stress, improve self-confidence, better communicate feelings, find life balance, increase their ability to make tough decisions, and local helpful resources. Classes consist of 6 1.5-hour sessions held once a week. Interactive lessons, discussions, and brainstorming help you take the tools you learned and put them into action in your life. The Powerful Tools for Caregivers workshop will begin on Friday and meet every Friday through April 4th. Classes are held virtually from 10 to 11:30. Participants must have a laptop with sound, camera, and internet. For more information or to register, call Teresa at 608-637-5201, and the deadline to register is Tuesday, February 18th for that workshop that will begin Friday, February 28th. WRCO News Time is 12:12. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
Looking for an exciting seasonal job? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort will be hiring for the 2025 season. Whether you're looking for hands-on work, customer service, or behind-the-scenes roles, they have a variety of positions available. The resort offers a welcoming team environment and a chance to be part of a unique and fun destination. Ready to join the team? Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, for an application and more details on the 2025 season.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly cloudy and 20 degrees at 12:13. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Truly a dancing people. It's Yuba bands and Czech music. And now, for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment, here's the rest of the story. According to the book Yuba, A History of Wisconsin Czech Community by Philip Brathwaite, and it is said the Bohemians of Yuba are no exception. That is, ever since the days of immigration, that the Czech people have been quite fond of their music, and of their ability to play it, and of the never-ending willingness to dance to it. Indeed, music is one of the few forms of entertainment that a number of things could happen in those early years. Songs reflected a variety of aspects of daily life and the behavior, as well as preserving the memories from the old country. The Yuba band played at wedding dances, at funerals, and a variety of celebrations, including special occasions. The first Yuba band was organized in 1868 by two brothers, Martin Rote Sr. and Wenzel Rote. The band then had 6 members. The Rotes brought with them from Germany 4 musical instruments, some dance music for polkas, waltzes, and Scottishes, along with prayer books for funeral services, those readings, and songs. Martin Roach Sr. is an experienced musician who in Bohemia was well known for training a number of musicians, so he did so in the Yuba area. With the instruments used, it included a violin, two clarinets, two cornets, a baritone, and a bass. Between 1888 and 1916, the band almost doubled to a size of 13 members, 11 of whom were part of that Roach family. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering unique soils found only in Richland County.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. A perfect gift for your sweetheart this month is a membership to the Richland County Historical Society. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment Number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCO News time is 12:17. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Today is Sunday, February 16th, James Jim Brisboy Jr., 64, of Reedsburg and Ithaca, died February 3rd following a long illness. A memorial gathering is being held from now until 2 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held in the spring. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a favorite local animal shelter. Survivors of Jim Brisboy include his sister, Deanne and Tom Ressler of Loganville, brother, Ron and Maureen Brisboy of Ithaca, sister-in-law, Kim Houck, many nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends, and special friends, Cindy Howland of Baraboo and Gerard Hine of Boaz. James Jim Brisboy Jr., 64, of Reedsburg and Ithaca. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center, died January 16th at home following a six-year battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held today, beginning at 1 at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Bruce Tesmer is survived by his wife, Mary Lou, three children, Chris and Anna Selheim of Hanover, Maryland, Eric and Jessica of Kyle, Texas, and Melanie of Richland Center. Brother, Tom and Rosie of Green Bay, sister-in-law, Augie and Bill Records of Great Falls, Montana,
Aunt Ellen and Steve Lundstrom of Nashwauk, Minnesota. Brother-in-law, Larry Olson of Stoughton. Other relatives and friends, Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center. Tom Rocky Blackburn, 69, of Fenimore, died Tuesday. A funeral service will be held today at 5 at the Larson Family Funeral Home in Fenimore. Friends may call at the funeral home today from 1 until 5. Rocky Blackburn is survived by his wife, Kim, 4 children, Marty and Heidi O'Meara, Corey O'Meara, Nick and Emily Blackburn, and Jay and Amanda Blackburn. 10 grandchildren, 3 stepchildren, Brock and Samantha Edwards, Brooklyn Freestone and Connor Ellenson, and Braden Freestone and McKenna Monson. His mother, Donna Blackburn, brother, Mark and Jan Blackburn, and mother-in-law and father-in-law, Alan and Vicki Berkheimer. Tom Rocky Blackburn, 69, of Fenimore. Guy A. Heck, 72, of Spring Green, died Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with a time of sharing at 11:30. Survivors of Guy Heck include his companion, Heidi Wilson of Spring Green, 4 children, Kim Heck and Tim Price of Plain, Brady and Kayla Heck of Reedsburg, Haley Heck and Baron Vandermolen of Madison, and Cassie Sutherland of Sauk City. 9 grandchildren, a brother, Gary and Cheryl Heck of Arena, nieces, other relatives, and friends. Guy A. Heck, 72, of Spring Green. Joanne Charlotte Baxter Nee Gobar, 94, of Richland Center and formerly of Avoca, died Friday. A funeral service will be held Saturday, April 26th at 11 at Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, April 26th from 9 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Shriners Hospital in Minneapolis, St. Jude's, or a local food pantry. Joanne Baxter is survived by 2 sons, Craig of Buffalo Grove, Illinois, and David and Rhonda of Oconomowoc. 8 grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren, sister Marion and Bob, and Kate and Fred. Sister-in-law Betty Baxter of Avoca. Many nieces, nephews, and friends. Joanne Charlotte Baxter Nee Gobar, 94, of Richland Center and formerly of Avoca.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We are going to continue to have a slow decrease in clouds for the rest of today. Some lingering snow flurries can be expected. Winds will be on the blustery side, coming from the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Gusts up to 25 can be expected. Highs in the upper teens to low 20s. Tonight, partly cloudy with very cold temperatures moving in. Winds are also going to be on the blustery side once again, coming from the northwest up to 15 miles per hour. Wind chills will be dropping down to 20 to 30 degrees below zero. That is going to prompt the cold weather advisory. It's going to be in effect for the area starting at midnight until 11 a.m. on Monday. However, this could be extended or upgraded as we get into Monday night into Tuesday as well. For Monday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. Cold temperatures are going to still be in the area and winds still a bit stronger from the northwest, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Wind chills are 15 to 25 below zero. Monday night, we're looking at clearing skies and frigid temperatures. Wind chills expected to be 30 to 40 degrees below zero. Tuesday is going to give us a gradual increase in clouds throughout the day. Wind chills are going to be 10 to 20 degrees below zero for the day. As we get into Wednesday, we're going to actually start a warming trend for the area. Mostly cloudy for Wednesday with a few light snow flurries in the midday time. Minor accumulations are expected, highs in the low teens. For Thursday, more sunshine and warmer temperatures once again, highs in the mid to upper teens. Friday is going to continue that warming trend, partly cloudy skies, and it's going to feel a little bit more on the seasonal side, highs in the low 20s. And as we kick off next weekend, Saturday, we are looking at partly cloudy skies once again, and pleasant temperatures are going to be coming back, highs expected to be in the mid to upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. Have a great rest of your day.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly cloudy and 19 degrees. We did reach a high of 23 degrees so far today, and we did have a morning low of 14. Yesterday's high was 27, and we received 4.5 inches of snow, and that combined with the 2 inches that we received on Friday night gave us 6.5 inches from that storm that came through. Record high set back in 1981 is 63 degrees with a record low of 22 below that was set back in 1973. Last year's high was 29 with a low of 12. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:34. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:57. Winds are out of the north-northeast at around 15 miles per hour, creating a wind chill of 5 degrees. Our barometric reading is 29.93, and we did receive some snow early today. We received anywhere from a dusting to an eighth of an inch of snow. Once again, our current temperature is 19 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
And there was wrestling regionals going on in around statewide yesterday and in the local area at Mineral Point. Bill Twining attended that and covered the regional at the Mineral Point High School. And here's Bill with the report on that tournament.
The Area Division III Super Regional Wrestling Tournament was held on Saturday at Mineral Point High School. It came down to the wire as far as the team championship goes, and Mineral Point edged Iowa Grant Highland by 1 point for the championship, 261.5 to 260.5. Riverdale finished in third place with 169, Lancaster fourth with 136, just ahead of fifth place Ithaca Weston with 133. There were 13 teams in the Division III field. The top two go on to the team sectional Tuesday night at Mineral Point. As far as individual qualifiers for this weekend's individual sectional, Iowa Grand Highland led the way with 12. Mineral Point was next with 10. Riverdale has 7 sectional qualifiers and Ithaca Weston 5. With 4 sectional qualifiers apiece, Lancaster, Parkview Albany, DeSoto, and North Crawford Seneca. Meanwhile, Boscobel, Wazika Steuben, Pecatonica Argyle, and Poinette all qualified 2 wrestlers for the sectional next Saturday, while Kickapoo Lafarge, Youth Initiative, and River Ridge were shut out. Kickapoo Lafarge does have 2 wrestlers who finished 5th at the Super Regional on Saturday, Dom Thorgerson and Brenton Ewing. If anything happens to one of the top 4 in their weight classes, they have to be ready to compete at the individual sectional, as does Cale Koenig of River Ridge, who took 5th for the Timberwolves in his weight class. Here are the sectional qualifiers coming out of the Super Regional at Saturday's Mineral Point location. For Ithaca Weston, Derek Franzen, Nolan Waldner, and Caden Coleman were all runners-up, also qualifying for the sectional, Ashton Bennett and Mac Neef, 5 wrestlers. Also 2 for the girls from Friday night's girls regional, Briella Granger and champion Kaylee Manning, all competing at the sectional level this next weekend. For the Riverdale Chieftains, they have 7 sectional qualifiers, including 3 champions, Lakota Brewer, Brody Meese, and Grant Matthews. Also qualifying for the sectional, freshman James Schramm, freshman Hunter Wilkinson, and a pair of seniors, Chase McGuire and Talon Childs. Riverdale does not have anybody in the girls' wrestling program. Qualifying for the sectional for the Boscobel Wazika Steuben squad, a pair of wrestlers, sophomore Ashton Udelhoven was 3rd at 120 pounds, while junior Job Wetter was 4th at 157. Boscobel Wazika Steuben also has 2 girl wrestlers competing at the sectional level. Qualifying Friday night were both Peyton Sander and Lexi Lathrop. North Crawford Seneca will send 4 boys and 3 girls to the sectional. Qualifying for the boys Saturday at Mineral Point were champion Jaron Grimsled, also 3rd place finishers Thomas Frosty and Sawyer Swigum, and Gavin Wilkins, who was 4th at 120 pounds. Qualifying for the North Crawford Seneca girls, Harper Gagas, Zoe Logue, and champion Frankie Groom. As mentioned, Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative did not advance anyone from the boys' tournament, but six girls qualified for the sectional. Maddie Townsend, Mara Hubley, Emerson Miller, Grace Anderson, Mariana Miller, and champion Lorelei Young. Iowa Grand Highland advances 12 wrestlers to the sectional, including four regional champions, Brock Hinderman, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, and Gavin Hinderman. Also qualifying for the boys, Griffin Wineski, Lucas Christensen, Hayden Altman, Aiden Bedward, Colton Williams, Jackson McGuire, Tucker Degenhart, and Bodie Brockhoff. And Iowa Grand Highlands lone girl wrestler Maria Schaefer also has qualified for the sectional. Mineral Point will send 10 boys on to the sectional, including three champions, Memphis Burkhalter, Rowan Carey, and Cade Rule. Also qualifying for the Mineral Point boys, Lennon Ewart, Liam Carey, Sammy Springer, Jacob Dannenberg, Sawyer Dannenberg, Emmett Collins, and Matt Orrick. Pointers also have four girls going on to the sectional, Tatum James, Emily Heisner, Brecken Blackford Hesselberg, and champion Delia Collins. Other girls coming out of the regionals Friday night from Richland Center. From the Richland Center Regional, advancing for the Hornets, Valerie Favre, and champion Madeline Muller. River Valley will send four wrestlers on to the sectional, Mackenzie Schulte, Cameron Neef, Hazel Corbett, and champion Montana Joels. Also from the Richland Center Regional, advancing for the girls, Catherine McAlose for Brookwood, Allison Letterly and Melody Johnson of Cashton, Kylie Burris and Thora Rosholt of Wisconsin Dells, Cammie Slater and Madeline Gosda of Mauston Nisida, Westby champions Kylie Klum and Marissa Klum, and from Royal, Sidonia Roman. From the Mineral Point Girls Regional on Friday night, these girls also advance. From Dodgeville, four wrestlers, Maya Markline, Jenna Johnson, Brielle Walmer, and champion Ava Lord. From Lancaster, five wrestlers, Sophia Burr, Amelia Johnson, Lily Vesperman, Brooklyn Hankey, and champion Olivia Ball. Also advancing from the Mineral Point Regional for the girls, champions J.C. and Kaylee Davis of Belmont Platteville. From Cuba City Benton Southwestern, Jaden Cool, Destiny Crawley, and champion Chloe LaRue. Moving on from Darlington Blackhawk, Kaylee Russell. From Fenimore, Naomi Schauer, Cadence Frymiller, and Ariana Collins Miller. Three girls from Mount Horeb Barneveld will move on to the sectional. From Mineral Point Regional, Amelia Soltis, Sophia Baum, and Sophia Cerate. Four from Prairie du Chien, Rosalie Kossman, Aspen Gilo, Ireland Jacob, and Addison Claycom. Repeating from Mineral Point's Super Regional on Saturday, Mineral Point defeated Iowa Grand Highland by 1 point for the team championship. Both teams move on to the team sectional, which will be held Tuesday night at Mineral Point. The boys' team sectional will be Tuesday night at Prairie du Chien in Division II. For the girls on the schedule this week, individual sectional is Friday night at Prairie du Chien. And for the boys, the individual sectionals on Saturday, Division II will be at Wisconsin Dells, and Division III at Westby. For WRCO Radio Sports and David Wermond, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Phil. Thanks, Bill. I'm sorry. And coming up next is Phil. And Phil has a report on the Richland Center Regional.
The Richland Center Hornets hosted a WIA Division II Super Regional on Saturday. There were 14 teams representing seven different conferences. The Hornets were able to advance five individuals to next week's Wisconsin Dell Sectional. They are Caden Stibbe, Ethan Haiti, Ethan Bodendine, Mason Jelenic, and Ethan Bindle. The top teams were Gail Ettrick-Tremplow, Melrose Mindoro with 275 points. Lodi was second with 228.5. Those teams advanced to the team sectional.
Mauston Nacita was third, Neillsville Greenwood Loyal at fourth, and Nacoosa Assumption Port Edwards at number five. Richland Center finished seventh among the 14 teams. By weight at the Richland Center Division II Regional, at 106, Owen Dorshorst of Lodi was first, second place Preston Seebecker of Mauston Nacita, Zayden Sanchez of Arcadia third, and fourth place Colton Buchner of Wautoma Wild Rose. At 113 pounds, Coda Perney of Gay Electric Trempealeau Melrose Mindoro was first, Landon Miller, Mauston Nacita second, Caden Stibbe, Richland Center took third, Noah Allen, Lodi was fourth. At 120, Colton Koss, GET Melrose Mindoro was first, Ethan Haiti, Richland Center finished second, Briar Caves of Lodi was third, and the fourth place wrestler was Ridge Tibbett of Neillsville Greenwood Loyal. At 126, Cashton Stoddard, Wisconsin Dells, a champion. Gunnar Kramer of GET Melrose Mindoro was second. Breck Peterson of Mauston Nacita was third. Chase Lindner, Neillsville Greenwood Loyal, was fourth. Also at 132 pounds, Sawyer Ostrom, Nacoosa Assumption Port Edwards first. Caleb Wiseman, Adams Friendship second. Brody Bansey of GET Melrose Mindoro was third. And Xander Kellogg Lodi finished fourth. At 138, Jay Stetzer of GET Melrose Mindoro was first. Second place, Gavin Tritz of Nacoosa Assumption Port Edwards. Bodie Wallner of Adams Friendship third. Hayden Struess Clark of Lodi was fourth. At 144, Hudson Sebesta Opelt of Neillsville Greenwood Loyal was first. Lane Fry, GET Melrose Mindoro second. Jacob Bertling, Nacoosa Assumption Port Edwards was third. And fourth, Adalberto Ortiz of Arcadia. Moving to 150, Braden Dorshorst of Lodi first. Owen Pigeon, Rio Cambria Friesland Fall River Randolph at second. Wiley Cornwell, Nacoosa Assumption Port Edwards third. Parker McCormick, Black River Falls fourth. At 157, Gunnar Johnson, GET Melrose Mindoro a champion. Alex Brining of Lodi was second. Brady Abbotts of Wautoma Wild Rose third. Michael Kowalski, Portage, finished fourth. At 165, Jacob Luchterhand of Neillsville Greenwood Loyal was first. Tony Amasibi of Lodi was second. David Aguilar of Arcadia was third. Anthony DiPietro Viroqua finished fourth. At 175, Landon Heitmeyer, Portage, first. Espen Swears of Mauston Nacita second. Braden Peterson of GET Melrose Mindoro third. Ethan Bodendine, Richland Center, finished fourth. Moving then to 190 pounds, Hayden Gillen of Mauston Nacita was first. Jordan Perkins, Wautoma Wild Rose second. Mason Jelinek, Richland Center third. Arcadia's Angel Hernandez was fourth. At 215, Aaron Dunnigan of GET Melrose Mindoro was first. Tyler Rip Lodi second. Joseph Bertling, Nacoosa Assumption Port Edwards third. Ethan Bindle, Richland Center fourth. And at 285, first place Jackson Meyer, Neillsville Greenwood Loyal. Second place, Keanu Goldsmith of Black River Falls. Colin Thompson, Portage third. Austin Hunter, Mauston Nacita was fourth. At Dodgeville Super Regional on Saturday, Fenimore was the top team, scoring 242. Belmont Platteville, 193. Evansville was third. Prairie du Chien, fourth. Cuba City Benton Southwestern was fifth. Dodgeville finished eighth and River Valley 10th among the wrestlers that took part on Saturday. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thanks, Phil. Also, yesterday in boys high school basketball, St. Croix Central beat Prairie du Chien by a score of 69-56. The only other local team that was supposed to play yesterday was Mineral Point. They were supposed to take on Marshall at Marshall High School. The game got postponed because of the weather. John Tanjay scored 22 of his 32 points in the second half yesterday, and Max Klesmet added 17 points to help number 16 Wisconsin beat number 7 Purdue 94-84. Tanjay scored 10 straight points during a key second half stretch that gave Wisconsin a lead it never relinquished. The Badgers won their fourth straight despite losing backup guard Kamari McGee late in the first half to a flagrant 2 call and subsequent ejection. Trey Kaufman-Wren led Purdue with a career-high 30 points. Also yesterday in the Big Ten, it was Michigan State beating Illinois 79-65. Washington beat Penn State 75-73. And Minnesota beat Southern California 69-66. In the WEAC Conference, for state basketball action. River Falls beat Whitewater 72-66. It was lacrosse over Oshkosh 75-69. Platteville beat Stout 76-58. And Eau Claire defeated Stevens Point by a score of 66-62. And the Badger women are playing today. They're playing right now, in fact. They're at Penn State taking on the Penn State Lady Lions. And right now, with 31 seconds to go in the first half, it's the Badgers and Penn State both tied at 37. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
100.9 WRCO.
Well, it used to be mine, not so very long ago. I was crazy to ever let him get away. But girl, you should know better than to go bragging in my face. So forgive me for what I'm about to say.
Different.
time might have been different in a different life. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off. Maybe that dust wouldn't fly the drive. Maybe that tumbleweed and me wouldn't leave every other sunrise. Maybe I'd settle down digging some roots. Find me a farmhouse. Find me you.
Ella Langley with Weren't for the Wind. Before that, we had Leanne Rimes with A Big Deal. 1252 right now. Temperature is 19 degrees. Winds are out of the northeast now at 15 miles per hour, creating a wind chill of 5. We did have gusts up to 21. So that's the thing about the wind. Snow is really light out there, too. Light and fluffy. It wasn't a wet snow. So if you're driving, be careful because there's a chance that with snow blowing, it could possibly cut down on visibility, and there could be drifts in the roadway. Sorry about that. You could create drifts in the roadway, so be careful if you're out and about driving today. And just a reminder, because of the weather, the Hillsboro Lions Club Bingo that was supposed to be played at 1 o'clock today, that has been canceled.
Ithaca and Buena Vista Lions Clubs are coming together for a great cause. Join them for a pancake breakfast fundraiser in support of Jennifer Ward on February 23rd from 7 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Ithaca High School Commons. The community will gather to enjoy a delicious breakfast, a fun bounce house for kids, and an opportunity to give back. Adults can eat for just $10, students $5, preschoolers eat free. Remember, carryouts are available. Don't forget to check out the bake sale, silent auction, and meat raffle. If you want to contribute, call Bill at 608-475-6870 or Joanne at 608-516-2675. Come together, enjoy a great meal, and support a wonderful cause. The Ithaca and Buena Vista Lions Clubs Benefit Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser in support of Jennifer Ward on February 23rd from 7 to 12:30.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
At Cleary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Cleary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Cleary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Cleary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
A Texas wind is blowing. The clouds are moving in. I've been driving for hours, remembering where we've been. I'm miles and miles from nowhere. The moon has disappeared. There's a thunder in the distance. It reminds me you're not here. So I turn on the radio, searching for a song. Static's all that greets me, and I know I'm all alone. So I push on through the darkness, trying to stay awake. But this coffee that I'm drinking ain't strong enough to shake. The rain inside of me never goes away. Texas, but it's the dead of night for me. When I finally make the distance and the music fades away, I smile for all the strangers. And I step off of the stage. We used to shoot a whiskey to celebrate the show. But Jack without the Daniel is a drink I drank alone.
Cause
just a dead of night for me.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
There is a cold weather advisory that will take effect from midnight tonight until 11 a.m. tomorrow. It could be extended or upgraded. Look for lingering snow flurries today, blustery and windy, mostly sunny conditions with the highs in the low 20s, winds northwest 10 to 20, gusts up to 25. Partly cloudy tonight with very cold temperatures. Blustery winds could cause wind chills as cold as 25 below, low 6 below, winds northwest 8 to 15. Partly cloudy tomorrow, bitterly cold and blustery with wind chills.